Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. This is Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, CEO and President of The Connection. I am happy to be here with you this Sunday morning. Unfortunately, my co-host, Ann Baldwin, is unable to join me this morning, so it's just me, but Ann, we're thinking about you and hope all is well. So as many of you know, when I started working at The Connection in 1991, I was really blessed to work at The Connection's first women and children's program called Halley House, located in Middletown. The program was under construction when I started. And, you know, the reason why I was so drawn to The Connection was because, you know, there was very few residential treatment programs in Connecticut for women that were gender specific, where they could bring their children. And when I saw this ad in the paper, I thought, could this really be happening? And this is really would be like my dream job. Who knew 31 years later I'd be, you know, so blessed and able to be running such a fine organization. So my guest on the show today, this is so amazing. Her name is Letitia Balin. I want to welcome you to the show, Letitia.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
So glad you're here. And on July 29th, 2020, Letitia celebrated 23 years clean. She entered the Halley House in Middletown, which is a program that I just told you about, in 1997. And now, I'm so excited to say that she is an employee at our agency, The Connection, where she began as a client service aide working in residential, and she was promoted to another position at The Connection as a women's recovery navigator. Talk about a full circle here of seeing you working at The Connection in recovery for 23 years, clean and sober. So can you tell our listeners about your story and, you know, how you got here, you know, from A to B and C and D, and just sort of everything that's happened with you right now?
July 29th, 2020, I celebrated 23 years clean. I went to Halley House in 1997, and while in the program, I met some great staff who were loving, caring, non-judgmental, and while at the program, Lisa, I was able to fill up this thing called a toolbox. I didn't know what the toolbox was at first until they just say, listen, take what you need and leave the rest. So while I was there, you know, I got the empty box, and I just started filling it up with things that will help me upon discharging. So upon discharge, leaving the program, I began working in the field at a place which I was a triage mentor or whatever. So it gave me the opportunity to utilize my tools to help others. Now I'm an employee at The Connection, where I began as a client service aide at The Connection House. I worked there for 6 months, and I was promoted to another position, which was a recovery navigator, women's recovery navigator. I linked women up to services in the community that best fit their needs. I continued to work per diem at Halley House, where my recovery first began, where my journey started. And it still gives me the opportunity today to utilize my tools and update my toolbox on a regular basis. While at the Halley House, I gave birth to my last daughter, which is 22. She's 22 years old now. She's a
going
to school to be a nurse.
Can't believe it.
And on April 1st, 2019, I received a full pardon from my criminal background.
Oh, that's
and
so
on
wonderful.
June 15th, 2020, I purchased my very own home. And it brings tears to my eyes, because who in the world would have ever thought 23 years later I will be working at the same program
that's amazing.
I began my journey at.
What was that like for you to come back to Halley House as an employee? You know, what came to your mind when you walked through those doors again?
It kind of brought me back to when I first started there. But I knew that if I was to come there and share that I was once in them shoes, that someone would get it. And it really, really, really touches my heart to go back there and see the clients come in like how I was 23 years ago, and then to see them leave, because it still shows that the program works if you work it. And, you know, and I tried, and I don't go there sugarcoating anything, and I just let them know that it is the truth. You know, get what you need and leave the rest, because that's what someone told me. And to be able to go back and give back what was given to me, I believe in my heart that's what keeps me going.
When you first came to Halley House, what brought you there? You were pregnant at the time, correct?
Yes, I was pregnant. And when I first came there, the course was sending me there. And I remember coming through, and I had this interview, and I was going to be accepted, but when the course called that day, and you guys was in a meeting, and never answered the phone because y'all was making the decision, yes, we were going to take Letitia in. And by the time you guys came back to the phone to answer that phone call, I was already incarcerated in Nyanic.
Oh,
and
God.
I stayed there. Yes, I stayed there a month and 3 weeks. And when I got out, I called that program. I don't know what it was about the program, but I called it. And I say, hi, my name is Letitia. And they say, hey, we were looking for you. And they told me that they had received a phone call from the courts. And the courts told them, you know, it was too late. They had already took me in. You know, I was already incarcerated. I spoke to whoever it was that I spoke to, they said, hey, we do have a bed. That was September. And they told me, you know, I could come and still get the bed. And I went September 29th. I went into the Halley House. I was there, Lisa, a year and a month, because when the year came, I cried. Because I didn't know. I cried because I didn't want to leave, because that became my home. Mm-hmm. You guys became my family. And, you know, it was just hard going back out into the community where I once lived in Middletown. And mm-hmm. I just thought it was hard. And my counselor, I remember her, Kathy Bowen. And I remember
yes.
Andrea Hunter, you know,
yes.
telling me, Letitia,
Andrea's
you got
work
it.
For us. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You got it. You got it. And I left. And here it is, 23 years later, I own my own home.
This is such a beautiful and amazing story that, you know, there is really something to be said about an all-women's residential treatment program and the importance of, you know, coming in and really focusing on yourself and your issues and your substance abuse and parenting skills and having your baby in a safe place and,
yes.
you know, being able to bond. But also to build those relationships, right? To build relationships with
yes.
The other women that were in the program and
yes.
And the staff, right?
Yes.
Do you have a really good memory that you can share about being in the house, whether it was cooking or something fun that, you know, that you did that, you know, is warm and dear to your heart when you think about the program?
Yes, I remember coming in and I remember going to the groups and I remember having this counselor, and I remember back then we had Jackie as a clinician that
yeah.
used to meet weekly with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you know, going through a session with Jackie with my oldest daughter father. And poor Jackie, she was just trying to keep this relationship, you know, just giving all the, you know, good points to my ex-boyfriend about, you know, Letitia's here, you know, she's here now. And he just couldn't seem to understand it. You know, I was still that liar. I was still that one that, you know, I say this now and then do. But he never thought in 100 years that I meant business when I went to that program. When I went there on my own, because courts didn't make me go this time. I just went back to where I started. And I remember being in that session with Jackie, and, I mean, she really, really, really tried to keep that relationship for me and him. And I was like, hey, Jackie, you know what? No, he's right. Let him go. Let him go. One, I cannot stay nowhere worrying about who he's going to be dealing with or what he's going to be doing while I'm trying to work on me. And I had to let that relationship go, Lisa, and it hurted me to my heart. But today, guess what? Me and him is best friends, and he tells me all the time he wish he would have waited. He wish he would have waited. But we're best friends. Now, we still get along.
That's so good.
And I had to. I had to let him go. And, you know, and there's a lot, you know, people, places, and things. And I never say, well, you know, well, who am I going to talk to? Well, I had to get whole new friends. I had to find out, I had to find more places to hang out at and just get reconnected. And, you know, and I'm proud to say, because a lot of them tells me, oh, I had to leave my hometown. But I knew I was tired. I knew I was sick and tired. And I did it right here where I was born and raised. And that was Middletown. And I did it. I remember, you know, buddying up. And today I still talk to this individual. And we would be cooking partners. We would all bring in our different cooking skills. And, you know, we make them meals and sit down and eat like family. And, you know, help each other the best way we can to get through. And I remember a young lady couldn't do it no more. And she gave me this cross. She said, I just feel that you're going to do it. And I still wear this cross.
Really?
On my,
wow.
I still have this cross that the individual gave me. And it's been 23 years.
You know, this really, your this stuff, you know, your journey and your story really resonates with me because, you know, I think the best years of my career really was the ability to see the magic that happens at the women's programs and to, you know, see the you know, residents come in and cook together. And, you know, I remember, you know, that ladies would go out on pass and then they would be calling and saying, what are you guys making? Or what's
yes.
happening there? I miss being there
yes.
because
yes.
it was such a sense of home and it was such a beautiful program and, you know, very warm and inviting. And, you know, it's really, you really have the ability to make friendships with other women who are sharing, you know, similar stories and have traveled similar paths and, you know, didn't sign up for certain things that happened to them in their life. And, you know, the strength in numbers and all the babies that, you know, were born. And your daughter, I feel so old. I can't believe that. It's so fantastic. And is she in nursing school right now?
Yes, she's in nursing school for LPN, yes. Yeah.
Oh, Mike, that is so wonderful. That you must be so proud. Tell us about your handsome grandsons. How old are your grandsons?
They are six. They'll be seven. One will be seven, September 13th, and the second one would be seven, January 7th. It was so funny because I remember when the middle one was pregnant, and I'm looking at the older one. I'm saying, well, you look like you're pregnant, too. No, Ma, don't jinx me. And what? And every time we go around today, everybody's be like, hey, are they twins? And I say, no, they're 4 months apart. And we didn't even know. But they love me to death. They say, Mimi, you're the best Mimi in the world. And it's just so good, you know. And when I was looking for my house, I was just looking for something, because my kids are all grown now. And I was looking for something that they would enjoy. And I figured, you know, with a yard, with trees they can climb, you know, just doing things that kids do or the kids used to do besides sitting, holding the tablets, you know, TV, you know, get outside and play. And it just melts my heart, Lisa, to see them run in the backyard. We planted two plum trees. We got a grapevine. We got a raspberry bush. We got a muckleberry tree. And it's just, oh, my God, I pulls up at home and I just sit in the car about 15 to 30 minutes just saying, God, is this really mine? And you know, and it's like, yes, you work for it. Yes. No, I give all my credit to, you know, I remember when I first met you at the program, you, Andrea, and I used to love to see you come in all dressed up, smelling good with your shoes, you know, and you really inspired me. And I was like, and then when to be sitting in that orientation, and when I've seen you come through, and I'm study trying to pay attention, and I'm like, oh, my God, there she go, there she go. And then to catch eye contact with you brought me back to when I was that wilted flower coming through that program, and you guys believed in me and, you know, and accepted me into that program. And I truly thank you guys for that, because you guys made me the woman that I am today.
Oh, I can't. That's just, I have to say that. You did all the work, and I'm grateful for what you're saying to me. I'm so grateful. I am so grateful for the connection and for the agency's ability to, you know, be forward thinking and open. We have several women's programs now, and the importance of that residential program is just near and dear to my heart, and I'm so grateful that, you know, you were blessed to come there and really work, and it's a lot of hard work. It's not easy, and you really, and the fact that you didn't want to leave and that you stayed, you know, and you stayed a little bit longer, which, you know, we will do that for, you know, women coming in. The Halle House Women and Children's Center is located in Middletown. It's a lovely home. The program opened in 1991, in September of 1991, and it houses 8 women and up to 7 children. So women typically will come in pregnant, or they can enter at any point of their pregnancy, or they could be trying to get reunited with a child, and the child comes and lives there. And, you know, basically, you know, all of the groups that you talked about, you know, we do all the groups on, you know, ADLs and, you know, therapy and parenting and, you know, couples counseling and recovery-based services and, you know, exposure to AA and NA and, you know, how to be a parent. And also, you have the confidentiality and the ability to work with your therapist on working on your own, you know, personal issues while you're trying to get your life back together. How do you think the groups really helped you while you were in the program?
The groups helped me because they gave me time. It really gave me where I was able to focus and learn how to interact with people, learn how to take criticism and not get mad. You know, it really taught me how to make sure you pay your bills. It just gave me all the things that I somehow lost in my addiction, and it just brought me back to, you know, getting up in the morning, getting the shower, getting your stuff ready, getting the baby ready, being ready for group, but being done, you know, then have breakfast. Then you had to break in between to do your appointments, and it taught me a lot, Lisa, and you know, being able to share and being comfortable sharing your stuff in group, not worrying about no one judging you or nothing like that. It really did. It's just phenomenal. And you know, and I tend to run groups at the Halle House when I'm there. And
what's that like for you to be on the opposite side of that?
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's so full circle. Is that amazing? To you, you know, I can't tell you enough how, you know, for our listeners, if you're a woman and you're struggling and you have a substance abuse issue, you know, residential programming really does work, and you have a time to come with your children and really get the services you need. If you're interested in seeking any of the services at the Connection and Women's Services, you can go on our website, theconnectioninc.org. Again, theconnectioninc.org. And we'll be happy to help you and your children. What is something that you'd like to say to women right now that might be listening, or someone that knows a woman who's pregnant or suffering with substance abuse? What message would you give people right now? What's your best words that you want to say?
Recovery works if you work it.
Did you ever think 23 years ago that this is where your life would be?
If you would have asked me 23 years ago what I would have been still doing, I probably would have told you getting high. But someone else had better plans for me. And I wouldn't change nothing in the world. You know, if someone was to ask me about my past, what would I say? No. Because you know what, Lisa? Through the goods and the bad, I truly believe this path was made for me. And I tell everyone I'm here to I can bring you to the path. I can bring you to the water, but I cannot make you drink it. But I can show you
right.
where the water is at, and it's up mm-hmm. to you to drink it.
You know, it's really so true. And, you know, many years ago, you know, back in the 70s and early 80s, there really weren't any gender-specific programs for women, and women were getting tossed into co-ed programs and, you know, and that didn't work because the issues, the reasons why women, you know, use and, you know, the issues that women face and all the pressures of being a mother and a daughter and a granddaughter and all these other things that, you know, take care of the world and not take care of yourself and balance a thousand yeah. things. To have a program where women can come and just really be women. And I think the other thing that's so amazing to me, and you talked about this, Leticia, is, you know, a lot of women, when they came into the program, never had women as friends. They always looked at women as the enemy, right?
Yep. Right, right.
And you come in there and you see this friendship start. And you see the bond that is the, you know, that happens between women, which it's really important to have women in your life. And
yes.
This is nothing against men, but women understand women. And so to be able to connect with people that share similar backgrounds and what is it like to be a mom and, you know, what happened in your life and, you know, things like that that only a woman would understand, you know, it's just so key and it's just such an amazing evolution. And I just could not be. I am so proud. I just am so proud and grateful for, you know, your journey and your story and where you are right now and the fact that you're helping women right now that were in similar situations, you know, that yeah. you were in when you started. And look at your children. How do you think your children have benefited from your ability to stay clean and sober?
Dave, you know what? Me and my oldest daughter talk a lot because she was 7 when she came to the program to stay with me, and she always tend to say, "Ma, you know, you look at you, Ma. You know, Ma, you wouldn't even know none of the things if you wouldn't talk about them." She said, "You know, Ma, I'm just so proud of you, Ma. All your friends, you know, they got their home, they got." She said, "But Ma, you independent, Ma. You doing it, and it just really." I don't want to say blow my heads up, but, I mean, Lisa, it's just good to hear your kid. I remember when this kid used to tell my mother she didn't want me to come to the school, you know, the embarrassment. And mm-hmm. But to hear her speak of her mother today, you wouldn't even believe that was the same person, you know. And my youngest daughter, you know, she's not going to go nowhere. She's always up under me. And I'm just like that perfect mom to her. And I say, you know, Mag, mommy wasn't always perfect, you know. She said, well, Ma, just look at you. And she always say, look at this house. You know, it's just good to hear them speak so highly of me. And,
you
know, and
so
as a single
though.
Mom, you know, and as a single
That's
mom.
That's amazing. So I, you know, we only have a couple of more minutes here. But what I'd like to do is, again, for folks listening to this amazing story today of Leticia that's on our show, if you're struggling and you need some help, please reach out and call us at The Connection, theconnectioninc.org. So, Leticia, before we hang up, I just want to say thank you. Ongoing success. I get to see you, which is amazing,
yes.
work at our program, and I just want to wish you much great blessings, and I'm just so grateful to you for sharing your story and telling women out there that recovery works if you work it. So, once again, I just want to say thank you, and thank you mostly to our listeners who are tuned in to hear stories of courage, and today we certainly heard a great story of courage with our guest, Leticia. So, folks, take care of yourself, have a great week, and we'll look forward to hearing you next Sunday right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.